Facebook Live audio going, podcast audio going, and let's get to it.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Alright, WineCellarMedia.com, William J. Black Ass Motherfucker right here, Phoenix Kalita, the Uppity Negress over there, follow her on the Twitters, Uppity Negress, two P's, two T's, two S's, Phoenix Kalita, the Uppity Negress. Don't forget to check out Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com. Those motherfuckers over there at Redneck Revolt. They're all right over there at the Redneck Revolt. This here program, the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media, 2012. It was Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. I think it still has the same energy. Higher quality audio. Phoenix Cleaters up on the joint. And I don't like to force the program to go in any directions. Like, I had to find that out, that like I can't force the program to go anywhere, which is why it's good that we just fucking pick out news stories and just hit up the goddamn news stories. You know, like, what do I fucking have in the headlines over here?
Oh,
what the fuck do I have? Right, a woman raped as a child by a grooming gang. This is why we have a trigger warning. Woman raped as a child by grooming gang reveals how police accused her of being a child prostitute and threatened to take her children away. That's what's going on. Now, something that, wait a second there. Hey. All right. Now, something I used to say regularly on the program way back. So far back, I was in my 20s, way back in the program. Fucking, I used to cover stories and headlines like that, and always remind the person tuned in, this is your species. These are your fellow humans. And over time, like, and then, like, a couple years later, like, Phoenix Cleater gets with the program, we're riffing, talking, doing shit, and then it morphs into, this is why we need to kill them. It's really, it's the same shit, the same stories, the same fucked upetry. I thought I heard a weird noise.
Yeah, it was you saying upetry, like that was a fucking word.
Yeah, it is. Fact-based fact. Truth-based reality.
No.
What the fuck's going on in the wine cellar? There is Rose Zeter Loco. There's Fallon Matthew from FallonKitty.com. There's Dora Loco posted up in the joint. Remember, folks, we have an exhaustive trigger warning. Just checking out a couple of fucking headlines from my shit. We can't get to everything. Black woman. You see, and it's left out. The black part is left out.
Right.
In this WHIO TV7 video shows Alabama police wrestle woman expose her breast at Waffle House. So what they're really saying is video shows cops committing sexual assault. I'll use sexual assault, but at the end of the day, it is legal and socially acceptable and expected, and even it's acceptable as comedy. Yeah. To rape black women. So, of course, they did that. That's part of the culture. That's normal. This is your species. You share common ancestors with them. Except for the Neanderthals. Okay?
Okay.
Headlines.
You know, what else they left out of that story is that they choked her, too.
Choked her out?
Yeah, choked her out, stripped her of her clothing, knocked her on the floor, threatened to break her arm. And it was all white cops, and Waffle House said that it was acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were right.
They were.
Yeah, when they said it was acceptable, they were saying something that's true. That's acceptable. All right?
Yes.
Where am I going with this?
White
woman charged after arguing with black service members over parking spot. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. That doesn't put a dent in the fucking work that they put in for the supremacy. Ex-NYPD cop admits to raping teen relatives in Orange County. We've covered that one, and really just different outlets keep picking up that same story.
Oh,
and it's okay. Like there are a lot of rapist cops. Mm-hmm. Cover them all.
Yes.
Headlines. What the fuck's going on out here in the streets? What?
In the streets.
Wait a second. What happened with this one? Doop-a-doo. All right. Woman was getting a meal on campus, and her receipt had the N-word written on it.
Because why not?
And coming off of USAtoday.com, fake Starbucks coupon aimed at blacks uses the N-word. Come on down here, nigger. Get yourself a one of them Thai cheese or whatever we got down there. That pretty good. And Switter apparently was a you probably know more about this, but looks like
was on Mastodon.
It got banned by its network.
It did.
Yeah, Switter is gone. It was a sex worker Twitter, which I guess thing that was already happening, unionizing, sharing information?
Yeah, so it started off as a hashtag on Twitter called Switter specifically so sex workers could follow each other. And then Twitter started shadow banning people and deleting accounts, and then, you know, Backpage and Craigslist and everything went down. So somebody actually made Switter its own thing on Mastodon so sex workers could post ads there, and it got taken down.
Can you define shadow banning for niggas?
Oh, shadow banning is when the only people who can, like, you aren't technically banned. You can still tweet and retweet people, but the only people who can see your content are people who already follow you, and sometimes people who follow whoever you're retweeting. But, like, new people won't be able to see your tweets. It's kind of an asshole. It's like gaslighting in an extreme form, quite frankly. Because you think you're talking to, you know, like your typical audience, and you're not.
I'm not gonna front. I've done that with my first when I first started the podcast with the first Facebook page, and for some reason my shit attracted white libertarians like a motherfucker. And because they were ass faces, I would do that thing where I don't know if they still have that feature. I started my page in 2012, and it would let you make their comment only visible to the person that posted it, so they. They're like, huh, no one's responding to me. Must be triggered, snowflakes. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's on the app. If you use the browser, the only choices on the page are delete or ban.
Ah.
So maybe they changed it. I don't know. But because I don't have the app. No matter how many times, Facebook, you fucking put the pop-up in my thing, I'm not downloading your goddamn app.
All right. And taking a look at the archive chat space, and there's that nigga Jay Lee over there, straight out of Koala Walla Land, these niggas.
Straya.
That nigga Dora Loco up in the joint on the Facebook Live said she got assaulted for plastic wares.
Yeah, I think they accused her of like trying to fucking steal like forks or some shit, and like that was what kicked it off. The Waffle House situation, yeah.
You know, let's I'll just fucking go to it.
Yeah,
dig the hell into it.
Oh, you have it up.
it's from that outlet that did not acknowledge the fact that she was black.
Yeah,
they left that out somehow. And Fallon Local, FallonKitty.com said, did any alternatives get off the ground? Oh, for Twitter?
No, not that I know of.
I mean, they won't. That's Fallon Local, my nigga. That's not going to happen. It's in the can. And that's something I've also said on this program. I think maybe some old episode somewhere, like what is social justice? Something that's never gonna happen.
Mm.
Yeah, nah. We're gonna get little trinkets and moments of a chuckle and a smile here and there. Maybe a little reefer doobie. I tell you what, but there will never actually be like macrocosm justice, right? Even like within a city or like a region, it ain't gonna happen. I say make your contribution to climate change and let's wipe this shit out. End it. Let the next apex predator take a swing at it.
If we keep fucking up the climate, there won't be any apex predators left.
There's gonna be some fucked up species that comes crawling out the swamp. Like, it's our turn. We've been waiting. It's the fucking nematode that Doug Funny was trying to catch.
Nigga, I told you already those fucking, gorillas in the fucking Congo walking on two legs.
See, so they're evolving, and they're evolving in climate change, so they're ready.
Cause like I dead ass thought it was a person. Because there's this it's just like this, it's like 5 second video, and I was like, what the fuck are they wearing? And then I realized it was actually fur, because they had their back to the camera and they had a baby on their back, and it looked like a person carrying a baby on their back walking through water, and the baby was on their back because the baby was too short. And I was like, oh my god, it's a fucking monkey. Like, I wasn't ready. Yeah.
Fallon Local said, did you hear about this incel killer in Toronto? Which incel folks checking out. That's a breakdown of the terms involuntary celibate.
Yes.
And it's for the most part for cis hetero males.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, motherfucker just rolled through, just running niggas over.
Yeah, he got a van, started running people over, and he's like on this fucking incel shit. Like, the thing about incels is, like, they're incredibly misogynistic, and they're obsessed with, like, appearing to be manly, masculine men and, like, the alpha male, beta male shit. And so the reason that they're not in healthy relationships with women is because they're fucking assholes, but then they're like, it's bitches' fault. Fuck these bitches. So it's perfectly justifiable to rape women and run them over with cars. And Elliot Roger, that kid from California who was shooting people who were in interracial relationships, like, fucking incels.
See? Telling you, y'all niggas need to make me emperor. We been killed that nigga just based off some bullshit he said one day.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Nigga said what? Oh, man. Hey, somebody take his face and slam it into the wall until it stops moving.
Do you follow We Hunted the Mammoth? Dave Futrell?
Not heavily. Like, I used to catch that nigga, like, once a month.
Yeah, so he actually put up a piece about this. So on all the incel forums... Right, now, peep, incels can have forums, sex workers can't. The incels are, of course, all praising him, and they're like, we need to start throwing acid on women and gang raping them, and, like, just all this fucking horrible, violent, misogynistic shit. They get a forum to talk about how they should be able to throw acid on a woman who won't have sex with them, but sex workers can't have forums to trade names of dangerous clients. Let that marinate.
I mean, I remember showing my niece a documentary of, women that, were survivors of acid attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, like what do motherfuckers do, right? Like, they got that shit with lesbian gay woman ladies, and they're like corrective rape, which is Orwellian as you can possibly get.
Yeah.
And, man, violent shit on women, and something that I've always pointed out, like, in the realm of white-on-white crime, which is, and this is not funny to me, is I've always noticed that when police videos of their violence, like, started, you know, cracking off more and more in the privately owned social media, I always noticed that when a white male cop fucked up a white woman, he fucked up her face.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I'm going to take away the thing that makes you relevant.
That was exactly what the incels were saying, too. They want to start throwing acid on women to make them ugly permanently because that ruins them. And then they wanted to rape women because they wanted to embarrass their families to be like, oh, you're that bitch who got raped by an incel. Like, they have put a lot of... This isn't, like, just some internet troll shit. Like, they are spending a lot of time thinking about this shit. And people are like, it's just boys will be boys. They'll grow out of it. Fucking
so developing a mob philosophy. Let's check out the archive chat space. Niggas is up in the joint. Doop-a-doop, skip-bop, flibbity-doop, dop-da-doo. Fallon Loco said, killer who is an incel, not somebody who kills incels. Right? Now, guess what would be happening in Emperor William?
Yes.
Kill them.
Yes.
And not just because they're... What the fuck is involuntary celibate? Just think about the language of that. I was about to be like... I figured it out immediately. That's entitlement language.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I is supposed to be get. Like, nigga, you don't get fucking welfare pussy, nigga.
They Man, want...
I'm speaking vulgarly. Excuse me. Excuse me, I'm annoyed.
No, but that is very much their mentality. And it's that typical, like, cis-hetero white male entitlement issues. It just happens to be the guys who aren't as good at sports, so they're not jocks, or they're not, like, they're, like, the literally, like, the mediocre white men. And they're like, well, we want stuff that the better than mediocre white men have, and that means trophies. Give me my fucking trophy, because I'm a white man, and I deserve one. And they get very upset when they don't get it, but... Again, the reason that these guys are single is because they're fucking assholes. Like, if you went through somebody's fucking chat logs and saw this, I want to throw acid in a bitch's face and rape her so her father has to know she got raped by an incel. I don't even want to be on the same fucking continent with you, let alone in a room with you, let alone trying to fuck you. Like, I know how you are as a person. Get the fuck away.
Yeah, here's your takeaway quote. Go and meme this, but tag us when you do it. being white... is a participation trophy. Is your takeaway quote. Run with it.
There it is.
What in the holy heck darn. All right, yes. So down here. I've got this on the crack tablet because boys exist. I tell you, like I think I've riffed about it. Like I was like, oh, these are nice little suburban boys. Little harmless little video game boys. I'm gonna run on up to the store. I'll come back. I came back. Tablet cracked on the table. They're both just sitting there like ain't nobody did a goddamn or nothing. I didn't even ask them. I was just like, fuck it. That's what's happening now. I had a niece for 12 years. This never happened. Like, out of 12 years, one little dibby dab of nail polish on my good slacks. One time. That's it. 12 years, one dab of nail polish. Boys for what? 12 days? I just got here.
Yes.
12 days of boys cracked my tablet. I never had a cracked smart device before.
They like to wrestle.
They're damn near the same size.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Because one is 17 and one is 10. But the one that's 10...
is fucking huge.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, he's going to be like 6'6".
Damn, man. Start calling that nigga Lil Pookie. Because that's a big nigga name.
That is a big nigga name. And he's 2 inches away from being a big nigga.
Woof. Right? Look, I just give him hand-me-downs on my clothes.
Honestly, shit. Yeah. He's almost as fucking tall as me.
Yeah, and my shit is fly, nigga.
It is.
Little crispy boy.
Why, when he saw my green pumas, he's like, you fresh, ma.
Because it's true. we tangent hard.
Sorry.
There's Chris B up in the joint, Crispy Loco. And there's, I think I saw Rashani over there, singlesimulcast.com. So, a graphic video showing policy overseers wrestling a black 25-year-old woman. Oh, so they put black in the article, but not in the title.
Okay. Well, you know what, though? That's probably good for clickbait. It probably gets more clicks if there's the off chance it was a white woman.
Oh.
Betcha.
You are saying word. You have the best words.
Bigly words.
Bigly words.
Yes.
No, because if you use bigly words, then you're ostracizing black men that think they're special because they use bigly words or some shit like that.
Oh, that nigga.
Now, wrestling a black 25-year-old woman before arresting her inside a Saraland, Alabama Waffle House restaurant. And this was on Sunday. And the news is making the rounds on social media. And they say sparking outrage. That's one of, like, it's like outrage is the new, like, disingenuous synonym for the disingenuous use of offended.
Mm.
Like, and I remember a white dude blocked me quite smoothly. I forgot, he was some cat that we actually were going to have on the program.
Oh.
But, like, I saw him saying that shit where it's like, everybody's in an outrage over this. And I was like, so I just ran errands and got back from the grocery store. And he said, uproar and outrage. Mm-hmm. I said, I was in the city. Nobody up is in a roar. Nobody out is in a rage. Maybe you should stop living on Twitter and realize the real world isn't a hashtag.
Mm.
And I got blizzocked. all right, taking a look at this. So they're disingenuously using the term outrage across the country. So you realize the whole country's sparked in an outrage about this. Everybody's covering this story right now. Like, I only saw it because, goddamn painfully gorgeous black woman, she posted it. She was Wakanda forever. She hurt your feelings, B. oh, man, she reminds an incel. We will never, son. All right. I'm being vulgar. This is a disgusting podcast. Sparking outrage across the country. The incident allegedly escalated over 50 cents worth of plastic cutlery. Let it be known. So, 50 cents.
Yes.
Get black woman or die trying. 50 cents.
Wow.
She unit.
Indeed.
50 cents and you get sexually assaulted and your breast exposed while somebody just stands there recording it. Like, I would have fucking moved my camera up a bit because now, like,
yeah, that's just out there forever.
Like, she's a softcore porn clip.
But then also, though, because they're like on her and choking her, I don't know if you could get what they're doing to her without getting everything that they're doing to her.
Ugh.
And then it's like, because you know she's going to file a lawsuit, and if sis gets her money, it's going to be because of that video.
Then you got to have the integrity to fucking,
blur it or something.
Yeah, like, download an application and blur it yourself before you upload it.
Yeah.
Because, like, she's archived forever now.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. She's going to go apply for jobs, and they're going to be like, ha-ha, you're titty lady. Now we ain't hiring you.
Yeah. Wasn't there a woman that happened to, was, like, I think a black professor who... Like, some cop stopped her for, like, jaywalking or something, was, like, punching her in the face, but as he was doing it, like, her skirt came up and you could just...
Jeez, I think that was one of the first... Is that one of the first stories? Was it because there was road construction?
Yes, there was construction. Yeah, so she had to go somewhere, like, yeah.
Fuck, I remember. We've been covering misogynoir for a while, nigga.
Mm.
We've been covering for a while.
Yes.
This shit, continues... It says, what the fuck does that say?
Hmm.
That's her name. It's, I'm going to try to do this phonetically. Chakesla Clemens. I'm just going phonetically here. I don't actually know how to pronounce her name.
It's Chakesia. There's not an L in it.
I thought that I was an L.
No, it's an I.
Well, I mean, there's a crack in the screen right over it because boys exist.
Yeah, it's Chakesia.
So Chakesia Clemens was arrested around 2:45 in the a.m. on charges of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Her mother, Chiquita Clemens Howard, told AL.com she paid her daughter's $1,000 bond Sunday morning. In the cellular telephone video captured by Chiquisier Clements' friend, Kanita Adams, the Saraland policy overseers are seen speaking with Clements and then pulling her off a chair onto the floor of the restaurant. Quote, "What are you doing?" Clements asked the officers, the overseers. And quote, "I'll break your arm. That's what I'm about to do," a good cop responds. The two overseers are then seen wrestling with Clements, grabbing her by the neck and... I like how that's wrestling. Them grabbing her by the neck and wrist is wrestling.
Yeah, well, she was resisting arrest.
You're darn right, because she was being black.
Yeah.
Being black by default, she has a fast twitch muscle.
Yes.
She could sprint at any time. So by being black, you are resisting arrest. And by having a name other than Amanda or Rebecca, all right? You're resisting.
Yes.
Don't have names that don't represent us. Your names have to be a badge of our ownership of you.
Yes.
Stop resisting, nigger. Black names are the original resistance. Fuck Democrats.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Hey, that's another takeaway quote. Let's hear it again. Black names are the original resistance. Fuck Democrats. Put on a t-shirt, fuckface. Yeah, but credit us. You better goddamn credit.
We should probably put on a t-shirt because we have a Teespring account.
We should put a lot of shit on t-shirts. Because I need to give you the password so you can do that. And yes. You know what? You're going to be doing this shit full time in due time.
Yes.
Yeah. It's coming up soon. Coming up fast. Coming up quick. Coming up slick. Nigga. What the fuck am I talking about? This is terrible. J. Cole's album is overrated.
Whew.
Let's take a look here. Now, in the video, when the overseer placed his hand around her neck, Clements cries, quote, "You are choking me," end quote. Clemens Howard, her mother, told AL.com the incident arose after Clemens refused to pay an extra 50 cents for plastic utensils and the employee canceled the order. Fucking ass face. So the thing to do is find that employee and beat the liquidy shit out of him. That's the real activism. I tell you about that shit, motherfuckers. Like, nigga, in my neighborhood, when we didn't like those fucking, we didn't want crack dealers coming into our neighborhood, and like some of them, like niggas from Chicago, like these BGD niggas, were trying to come over into our neighborhood on Hilltop, Tacoma, and Sheridan Avenue, 1400 block, and trying to sell crack, and we didn't want that shit around there because we didn't want drive-bys and all that sort of police attention in our little corner of the Hilltop, our little space that we were trying to hold down. We beat the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When I looked in the newspaper and looked in the local section and looked at the police beat, and in the police beat, it would show you when sex offenders moved into your neighborhood and the address. They give you the address. You can just walk over there and beat the shit out of them. That's what niggas don't like Antifa, because Antifa's the real activist, because they beat the shit out of them. You fuck people up. All right, people are like, but nah, you just gotta march and sing and wear a pink hat and put it on a Rosa Parks statue. And what the fuck did that do? Did that stop Sester Foster? Stop any fucking drone strikes? Any of that?
No.
Did that? What the fuck did that stop? Quantifiably, what did that shit stop?
White guilt.
White guilt. Fuck no, it didn't, because you still guilty, motherfucker. As charged.
But they don't feel guilty. It's different. It only counts if you feel guilty.
Publicly. Before you go to sleep at night, you know you're guilty, motherfucker.
They don't feel guilty privately.
Nah?
No.
Nah.
No.
Phoenix says no.
No.
Follow her on Twitter. 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's.
I'm so fun on Twitter.
All right?
Yes.
But like fucking, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Because like, how did we get here? Did white people show up in the Niner, the Painter, and the Santa Maria, and then march? Did they show up and did they have a sit-in? Did they say, we about to manifest destiny the fuck out of you? Alright, violence in, violence will get them out. Violence in, violence will get them out.
It's not violence. It's self-defense. Yeah. It's self-fucking defense.
Yeah?
Yes.
See, at this point, it's retaliation.
Nigga, it's still self-defense. It's still self-defense. Like, no. Because there's too many white people, you know, like, from this to call... No one can tell me in this era that they don't know what's going to happen when you call the cops on someone, especially a black person. And the Starbucks shit just happened, right? Like, you know what's going to happen. You're doing it out of malicious intent. I refuse to believe otherwise. It's self-defense.
It's self-defense.
Yes.
What's going on in the archive chat space on the Facebook Live on winecellarmedia.com? I think I may have been missing some stuff and some things. Goddamn, niggas is leaving comments. How many comments are there? Shit! Tally Loco said, Phoenix gonna be the last survivor for calling it and for not downloading the Facebook application. Yo, just put it on the tablet. Then it's not under your name.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's already on one tablet, but you just need it on a smaller tablet.
That yeah, it's like a portable device, yeah.
Yes.
Excuse. Fallon Matthew of FallonKitty.com said, I hate, why do they fade out the comments?
I don't know. It could be annoying.
Does that say Faith Giddy? Faith Giddy went on the scene to snap photos of the deceased and speculate about them, etc. Because she assumed it was a terrorist.
Oh, that fucking that Canadian nigga with the van running niggas over. Like, yeah. All of conservative Twitter's like, oh, this is what happens when you let these damn Muslims in the country.
Oops.
It's a white man. It's a white man.
Whoops.
And like, then you could tell, like, that's how fake their shit is. Because not only did they assume, like, well, I heard it was a Muslim. I heard that he said, you know, Allahu Akbar. And, like, I heard that he was a brown person and shit. Like, nigga, ain't nobody said none of that shit. That nigga white as hell. Nobody said none of that. Come on.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes.
No. Ah, man.
It's fine.
He's an incel. He said, give me lotion or I'm not hard or something. I don't know.
He said, I'm entitled to pussy is what he said.
Woo, woo. Two times on this episode.
That's what he said.
This is a vulgar episode of The Wine Cellar. We should have had we should have made the trigger warning even longer.
It's already exhaustive and funny, apparently.
Yeah. He's laughing at the trigger warning. Sir.
Yes.
Not funny.
What?
We put in work on that. Dora Loco in the archive chat space on winecellarmedia.com Facebook page said, they mama taught them that everything belongs to them, including women falling at their feet, but they don't realize that a skunk or... Whoa, what up? That a skunk or me... What does that say?
I don't know. I'm blind. I can't see. That a skunk or neem oil smells. Wait, stop scrolling.
Better than their personality.
And neem oil smells horrible.
Ew. Is it something that they wear at Burning Man?
Probably. It's probably what. You know what? Actually, it's something white people put in their dreads.
Oh, they're fucking Bradlocks and Becklocks.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they're called. They're called Bradlocks and Becklocks. And Fallon Matthew of FallonKitty.com said, they also rank women and are all the more infuriated when the women they rank, when they rank lovely, doesn't appreciate or pursue them.
Mm-hmm.
Tally Loco says this come through. Chris B said, stopped nothing. But Phoenix is right, though. I think it's cathartic for them.
Yeah, they love it. Tally
Loco said white people sit out.
They do. They don't have to be in. They can be out.
Yep. Yeah. White women can sit out of women's rights because they have white supremacy rights.
Yeah.
Right? White men of the laboring class can sit out of workers' rights because they have white supremacy rights. White LGBT folks can sit out of fucking Negra and Mexican rights because they have white supremacy rights.
Yeah.
Nega.
Yes.
This is the best podcast you ever heard in your fucking life. What?
Do you want to do more news?
What do you got?
State appeals court rules that Texas revenge porn law violates the First Amendment.
Yo. Yo.
Yes.
Revenge porn.
Yes. Law.
Which, again, Orwellian as fuck.
Yes.
Revenge porn violates the First Amendment.
No, 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 no. The revenge porn law violates the First Amendment.
The revenge porn law.
Yes. The Tyler-based 12th Court of Appeals said the law is overly broad and the case is now likely headed to the state's highest criminal court. The appeals court struck down the revenge porn law. The 2015 state law targets what Senator Sylvia Garcia, Democrat, Houston, called a very disturbing internet trend of posting a woman's previous partner's posting a previous partner's nude or semi-nude photos on the web without permission, with often often having identifying information attached. What the fuck is the wording of the law?
Yeah, fuck the identifying information is that it's them. It's their fucking face and their body. What the fuck? We don't. You don't need any excess text identifying it. You, nigga, you identified the motherfucker.
So the law said that intimate photos posted online without permission were a misdemeanor charge carrying up to the possibility of a year in prison and a $4,000 fine.
Ooh, a whole year for ruining a whole life.
Yes.
Hey.
The 12th Court of Appeals said the law is unconstitutional because its broad-based content restrictions infringe on free speech.
Posting on the internet is speech now. Apparently every fucking thing is free speech. Everything. You know what? When I fart, I'm not saying excuse me anymore. I'm going to look at you and say, why aren't you responding to what I just said to you? That is speech. Every fucking thing is speech now.
So Wednesday's ruling asks a lower court to dismiss the charges against Jordan Bartlett Jones. I don't know who that nigga is, but he's fucking trash. Who was accused of posting intimate photos of a woman without her consent. It was his court case that put the law in the appeals court. So Jordan Bartlett Jones from Texas posted pictures of a former partner without consent online, and his case was appealed and he won because it violated his free speech to not be able to post her nude photos without consent online.
Make me emperor.
The important thing is that women have rights and we don't need feminism or any sort of like gender movement because we have equality and we're post-racial and shit.
I mean, is it legit then to fucking women start posting pictures of fucking ex-guys nudes?
But nobody cares when it's dudes.
Nah.
That's the thing. Because like you could post like some sex video and they'll be like, oh, you hit that though? You hit it.
Right, and it's like the only way to really get it to it is a fucking what I'm not interested in, which is an appeal to homophobia.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, here's him and fucking Clark. Or right. Dave or whoever the fuck.
Dave Clark.
Oh, Jesus Christ. If it's with David, you know, I'm the exception.
But no, like, honestly, because that's how toxic the masculinity is. And speaking of toxic masculinity.
I have it.
A teeny bit.
I do. I perpetuated upon my my cis male coworkers, like, and I try to stop myself. Yeah, no, I don't try to stop myself when I'm cognizant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa, stop that.
Yeah,
right. But like, and the main thing really is lifting heavy things. That really is the one
mm-hmm.
where it's just like, what are you doing? Pick it up. Come on, buddy. Let's go. And I'm like, ah, fuck, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Paul Ekinoye, age 20, I believe this is a UK story, is facing life in prison after being convicted of killing a man in a fight in Southeast London. Would you like to take a guess what they were fighting over?
Oh, kit and caboodle.
They were fighting over who was, quote, the least gay.
Woo! No homo.
No homo.
I mean, I'm just saying, man. Like you said, you know what I mean? Like, no homo, B. Like, because if you're talking about who's the least gay, then, like, basically what you're saying is even the one that's the least gay is still kind of gay. No homo. Word up.
Akinoye, age 20, stabbed Jordan Wright, age 19.
Stab. No homo, no homo.
No homo.
Yeah, because that man penetrated a man. That's mad homo. No homo, no homo.
No homo, no homo. Stabbed Jordan Wright, age 19, to death after the pair traded insults on the WhatsApp.
Yo. Stab him to death?
Yes.
Yo, no homo, no homo. Because when you send him to death, you send him to God or Satan. So you're making a man go live with another man for the rest of his life. No homo, no homo.
The defendant called Wright a batty boy, and he retorted, "On your mom's life, I'm straighter than you."
Yo, no homo, no homo. He could have been talking about an erection to another man. No homo, no homo.
The argument escalated and led to the pair agreeing to a fight in Shooter's Hill.
Yo, escalated? That means something's going up. No homo, no homo.
Akinoye armed himself with a knife, but the victim, regarded it as a fist fight thing.
Yo, victim, that starts with V, could be referring to a man as a vagina. No homo, no homo.
So,
homo, B.
Wright suffered repeated stab wounds, collapsed, and died. And we're just waiting for the sentencing. So,
no, no, yes. Homo, no homo, no homo, no homo, no homo, no homo.
Yes.
Multiple stab wounds. So he got gangbanged by one guy. No homo, no homo.
Yeah, so basically a 20-year-old's going to go to prison for the rest of his life because somebody called him gay.
No homo.
It's a good thing that, you know, toxic masculinity doesn't exist.
Word up. That, well, now, what I just did there is a character that we've been working on, and it's called, the character is called the no homophobe, and he says no homo twice because he just said homo when he said no homo, so he has to say no homo again.
Mm-hmm. No homo, no homo.
Yeah, it's like a comedy character that we've been fucking with. And I saw an opportunity to practice it.
Yes. You want some good news?
No homo, no homo.
Two officers shot dead in Dallas.
Hey, too gay. Live by the gun, die by the fucking gun over here.
Yeah, don't be in that gang life.
Fucking super predators.
Super predators. Golf course in York, Pennsylvania apologizes for calling police on a group of black women after the co-owner said they were playing too slowly. The fuck? Y'all niggas need to stop fucking going to these white-owned businesses. Like, clearly they don't want your black ass there. Go the fuck somewhere else.
And also, even if this were worth arguing against, golf is slow! It's fucking slow. That's why nobody likes it.
There's more words. I don't care about any of them. Just stop fucking going to places where they don't want your black ass, all right?
Do you actually want to play golf? Golf, really? Like, you actually want... Like, this is fun. Like, when you do this, you're like... You are in a state of exhilaration.
Yes.
Playing golf.
Yes.
Golf.
Yes, golf. We heard that Robin Williams bit. It's fucking fun.
With a little fucked up stick.
Yes.
With a fucking sandbox and a pool at the end to fuck with you.
But a wee flag on the top to give you hope.
With a little flag on the top to give you fucking hope.
For what? Nah. 18.
18 fucking times. 18.
Oh, y'all need to watch that Robin Williams golf, but it's fucking hilarious. We should also be keeping an eye on France. Apparently, Air France has cut almost 3,000 jobs from their airline, and employees rioted and literally chased the CEOs through through the airport and started ripping their clothes off of them. They quite literally ripped the shirt off the CEO's back, and the CEO had to hop a fence and hide behind police to get away. I feel inspired. I think maybe we should be taking notes from France.
Jesus Christ.
They take it
serious. But that's the thing. America's not actually a country or a nation.
Yeah.
America is a job.
It is a
like,
job.
Like, being an American is employment at all levels, all right? Like, even if a motherfucker is homeless... And they stand like in the, you know, the median at an intersection at a red light holding up a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had to go find the cardboard, get their hands on a Sharpie or whatever the fuck, make the sign, and then go post up out there for who knows how many fucking hours a day. Like, there's labor in however you acquire whatever tiny bit of currency you can.
Yes.
Being an American is a job.
Ugh. It's so unpleasant when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you like a little, environmental news.
Yep. Yeah, damn right.
EPA.
Ah, shit.
Scott Pruitt.
God damn it. No, I actually don't like this kind of news. You're fucking black.
We're here now, so shut up.
Shit.
EPA's Pruitt unveils controversial idea to limit scientific research. He said it will make the EPA more transparent.
Jesus Christ. Go ahead. Tell the story. Fine. This is why I barely cover fucking politics anymore. It's just fucking when it's a Democrat again, we can get back to making some hardcore arguments. When it's Republicans, just fuck it.
Well, you know, that's the thing though. I think we still need to cover at least some of it so that in like 5 years from now, like, why is it so much worse? We're like, oh yeah, remember when? Alright, so Pruitt's proposal would allow the agency to use only scientific studies where the underlying data is publicly available. Pruitt said the change would expand the ability of scientists and the public to comment on the veracity and authenticity of the EPA. Because that's what we need. We need people without degrees who have absolutely no formal scientific training giving us opinions about the veracity and authenticity of the EPA. Alright, so they're saying that this is going to be make it more transparent, but here's the thing, the catch, if you will. Environmental groups say that the public disclosure requirement will limit the EPA's access to health studies, which are subject to patient confidentiality requirements. The plan would blacklist air quality studies that have been linked to pollution and health issues. That's really why they're doing it. Mm-hmm.
Well, Bob Kincaid, shed a tear, Elderman. Bob Kincaid is a fucking broadcaster out of West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I'd call that nigga more progressive than Libra.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought to my attention the mountaintop removal mining shit. And like both of his daughters had to have their gallbladders removed.
Ooh.
Because of the effects of breathing in the coal dust from mountaintop removal mining.
Jesus.
Which mountaintop removal mining is they're digging for coal, but they're digging for coal by putting bombs in the side of mountains that tower over residential areas and just blowing the coal out. So then coal dust from the bombs floats over them in their air. They inhale it and they're fucked up.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, give it up. But then again, you know what? The coal, even the governor of West Virginia in 2000, I think it was early 2015, mm-hmm. when they did the State of the State,
yeah,
said the coal jobs aren't coming back because coal's almost all gone.
Yeah, well, but Trump said he's going to bring it back, so
he's going to unburn it. Somehow Trump is going to unset shit on fire.
Excuse the fuck out of me. If the dude can eliminate death, I think he can unburn the goddamn coal.
Yeah, what did Alex Jones say he could cure?
Cure death! He can cure death!
He said cure death. Yeah, yes, that's right.
Cure death!
Alex Jones said that Donald Trump can cure death. That's on an old episode of The Wine Cellar. I have no idea.
Good luck trying to find that archive. Yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah, like, your best bet is to fucking subscribe and just catch the new shit and archive your favorites.
Yeah.
As you go along. There's too many episodes. I'm not going to go back. And I'm vain and arrogant. I like the sound of my own voice. I'm not going through all those archives. What, are you shitting me?
Yes. All right. So you want to make fun of Joy Reid or you want to make fun of a white man? Or both?
What's the diff?
Gender, really? Job, income level.
Job, income, are you sure? Them MSNBC niggas get grits.
Yeah, this white man did not have those kind of grits. I mean, he was okay, but he didn't have, like, you know.
That just means he was lazy.
Probably.
Yeah, like, if you're white and you ain't got some kind of paper stacks cracking, like, you are not really putting in that work.
So, I don't know if you knew Joanne Reed is incredibly homophobic.
Oh, shit, I forgot about this.
Incredibly homophobic.
Yeah. Joanne Reed does not like the homos.
She doesn't like trans people either.
Woo! Joanne Reed, transphobic, homophobic, but hey, she's one of the top 100 people in the resistance against Donald Trump.
Who, yeah, I mean, you don't have to have gays in your movement to make it inclusive. Shut up. So she had a blog a while ago.
Yeah, she did.
And she claims that her homophobic posts were fabricated.
Oh, by Russian bots?
Yes, actually. All right, in an exclusive statement to Mediate, the MSNBC host claims posts from the Reed Report, which included defending homophobia, gay jokes, and outright mocking of gay people and homosexuality, were somehow put there by an external party that, quote, manipulated material from my now defunct blog. So Russia went to her blog after it was over, or after it was no longer running, and made fake posts.
Yeah, Russia, the whole country.
Interestingly enough...
No, wrong.
She apologized in December for writing homophobic content on her blog.
Wrong, false. That's not true.
Uh-huh.
That was also Russia. That wasn't her. That was a blackface Russian that was really good at Negro-centric contouring.
Yes. So she apologized in December for homophobic content, but insists that these new posts that have come out that oppose gay marriage, like Hillary, cringing at the sight of two men kissing were part of a, quote, fabricated outside effort to paint her as offensive and hateful. These anti-gay articles from the Reed Report, a site that predated Reed's former MSNBC show of the same name, were originally shared on Twitter by user Jamie Maz, who found them using the Wayback Machine, an internet archive that takes periodic screenshots of popular web pages to preserve them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also... on this blog, she outed Anderson Cooper.
Hey.
Because it's always fun to out people.
Yeah, like, what year was the blog and what year did he come out?
Let me see if I can find it. I think the blog was 2008 and he came out in 2012. Let me just double check that, though, because it's in here somewhere. In a similar post, she also defended Marine General Peter Pace after he condemned homosexual acts as immoral. And said some people use the word immoral when they really mean distasteful. I think heterosexuals, especially men, find the idea of homosexual sex to be gross. This is from 2007. And then there are concerns that adult gay men tend to be attracted to young boys, bringing them, quote, into the lifestyle.
See, man, and motherfuckers, like, nigga, quit acting like you was always... the exact same, but like, nigga, I've said some wild homophobic shit. Wild homophobic, wild misogynoir shit. And I think this shit is actually still available online. I think on SoundClick.com, way before SoundCloud, on SoundClick.com, nigga, I'm saying some wild homophobic shit on there. You know, like, and I just say, yeah, I said that bullshit. Like, and it was bullshit. Well, how come niggas can't say I said that bullshit and it was bullshit?
Because they don't want to be wrong. Because like, they want to pretend. Because if they admit that they weren't born woke, then they lose that smug superiority and they don't have the ability to just drag anybody else all the time.
See, and that's like this fucking drag shit. Like, remember, yo, it, like, nigga, if you're real to you and you're real to your fucking self, nobody can fucking drag you. Like, how can you think, like, I've said all sorts of problematic shit, maybe, probably, I don't know.
But sometimes.
Because I know me. And, like, so when somebody, when I know when someone's coming with some bullshit with this, let's have a drag party. And it's like, nigga, you realize I'm just gonna laugh at you, right? Actually, I did do that.
You did.
Yeah, I made a fucking podcast episode out of it.
That was fun.
What did Fallon Loco, FallonKitty.com say? She, doop-a-doop-doop-doop-skibbity-doo. She stands by slash defends all kinds of trash. I don't know why she argues she's conscience.
Conscious, because that's because it's a buzzword that you're supposed to use.
It's disingenuous. Like it's her job to pretend to be that because she's on MSNBC, the liberal media.
Let's see. She also said she doesn't like gay rights groups that organize with very young impressionable teens who think they might be gay, and casually wrote about the idea of intentionally manipulating genes to ensure children don't grow up gay.
Wait, what? Let's hear all those words again.
Casually wrote about the idea of manipulating genes to ensure that children would not grow up to be gay.
All right, I had no idea that you grow up to be gay.
You do grow up to be gay. Because they're impressionable, and then an older gay person takes you into gay culture, and then you get a fucking pack of glitter and some rainbow stickers, and bitch, you gay!
So it's just like, all right, children. Today we're going to talk about what you want to be when you want to grow, what you want to be. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a firefighter. I'd like to be a butch queen. I want to, like, what are you talking about?
I want to be gay, nigga.
Cut the shit, you grow up to be gay.
Yes.
Because when I was a kid,
yes.
Because when I watched my biological mother took us out to see the Batman Returns film, and the performer Michelle Pfeiffer portrayed the fictional character Catwoman and had the whip in the store damaging a privately owned corporatist property, which was awesome. And I wanted to be like that character. I got the Catwoman t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I would take my belt from my house coat and set up toys in the living room and knock them down like in the movie scene.
Yes.
I just wanted to grow up to be gay. But apparently I didn't work gay hard enough.
You did not work gay hard enough.
I didn't pull myself up by my gay straps. And I fucking failed. Oops.
Well, you should have tried harder to be gay.
Harder.
Indeed. Yeah. No homo, no homo.
Whoops.
Actually, all the homo. All So she's casually talking about eugenics. In a post in 2005, said she had it on good authority that Anderson Cooper is totally gay. Cooper did not publicly come out until 2012. That's kind of an asshole move. You should maybe not out people who are gay. Let's see. Also said that she wouldn't go see Brokeback Mountain because she was too grossed out by the idea of male characters having sex. Repeatedly advocated against gay marriage and criticizing liberals for being too far left on the issue. Okay.
So she always been complaining about the alt-left.
Let's see. Oh, also kind of talked a little shit about Rachel Maddow, saying that... just a teeny bit... said that Rick Warren's views on the gays are out of the mainstream, perhaps Rachel Maddow, and those at the leftmost end of the political spectrum wish it were so, but it is not, arguing that Dems need to tone down the gay love a little bit, because that's not what the people want. Yeah.
You know I want to know what Imani Gandhi's not going
to
cover this
Imani
story.
Imani Gandhi's not going to cover shit. No. Imani Gandhi's going to be like, look what Russia did to her.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Because this might be her way in. Yeah.
And then just a flat out sentence. I'm not even in favor of gay marriage. Another article voiced disdain towards activists who wanted a Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage. Why are interest groups on the left and right flogging the justices of the peace over gay marriage? Suggesting they should instead focus on learning if the Supreme Court justices support private property rights. Okay. And then also gay jokes about dozens of figures in politics, media, and entertainment, including conservative pundit Michelle Malkin's son, Karl Rove, Tom Cruise, singer Rob Thomas, Sean Hannity, ex-lawmaker Mike Foley, late actor Heath Ledger, Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King, John McCain, Layla Ali, Queen Latifah, Harriet Mears, Charlie Crist, Eddie Murphy, Jake Gyllenhaal, Keith Olbermann, Rick Santorum, and Dan Abrams.
What, they're all gay?
She was making gay jokes. Well, jokes about all of those people being gay.
God damn.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then the best part is, I'll put the link in the show notes, or in the chat thread. Every single one of those names is a hyperlink, and then you can see the quote about them. So, like, McCain sold out so hard and sucked up to Bush so forcefully, it's a wonder that he and W haven't eloped in Massachusetts.
Now, get acid. assless Chapsachusetts. Fucking, given my new understanding of some vernacular, I would dare say Joanne Reed is the ultimate edgelord.
All edge, no point. Pizza cutter bitches. All right.
What the fuck? God damn. That's what? A t-shirt. Shit.
So yeah, and then she apologized and said she has said homophobic things, but these most recent posts that have come out are not actually hers. Russia did it.
Yo, I'm gay too, shit, whatever, fine.
Fine, like, yeah.
And I am, right? I mean, what is Phoenix Kalita? Sun. That's a metaphor for the sun, the feller, the little guy. You see that beanie cap on her head? Why do you think I bought that for her?
Because you always put a cap on it?
Well, that's right. Well, you gotta be safe out there, I'll tell you.
You have to be safe out there.
Yeah, man. You don't just go bathhousing without a plug for your drain. I'll tell you.
You do not. Oh my god. So yeah, so your fave is a steaming pile of trash, but I'm sure her fans will forgive her because Russia and because she is their identity politic queen because she's a black woman who says all the bullshit they would like to say. So, all right, yeah, Joanne Reed is proving herself to be trash again, as per usual. Let's see. You want one more?
Oh, fucking one more.
All right.
One more.
Are you ready for the headline?
Fuck.
Also, I've specifically pulled this one from Fox News because I want to see the bias in the story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Canadian man.
Yeah.
Dragged by the neck.
Whoa.
And lynched.
Nigga.
By Peruvian mob. After being accused of shaman's death.
Nigga.
Huh?
Nigga. Keep going.
A Canadian man who went to Peru to study hallucinogenic medicine.
Why are all these sentences happening?
Because they don't want to admit that he just went to Peru to get high. Because that would be like a drug user, and drug users are bad, obviously. This is Fox News, goddammit. So, a Canadian man who went to Peru to study hallucinogenic medicine was lynched by a murderous mob last week after locals blamed the 41-year-old for the shooting death of a village shaman. Mm-hmm. Sebastian Woodruff's body was dug up from an unmarked grave Saturday. Oh, at least they buried him. In the Ucali region of the Amazon rainforest, local authorities began investigating his death after a cell phone video emerged showing a bloodied man, believed to be Woodruff, begging for mercy as he's dragged by the neck through the thatched homes in the indigenous community of Victoria Gracia. I like how they made it sound extra, like that extra third world imagery between the thatched roofed homes of the indigenous community. Yeah, okay. Woodruff, who has a 9-year-old son, was killed Thursday. The same day, 81-year-old Olivia Arevalo, a plant healer from the Shipibo Conibo tribe of northwestern Peru, was found dead in her home with 2 gunshot wounds. Arevalo's death sparked outrage among locals who viewed the traditional healer as a community leader. They reportedly blamed Woodruff, who Peruvian authorities say was one of Arevalo's clients. Which is like... So yeah, she was in her 80s and lived... Or what did they say? Yeah, she was in her 80s, lived there for 8 decades... Community leader, no problems. A white dude shows up from Canada and she dies. Huh. I'm not sure that the town's suspicions were unfounded. I'm just saying, like, y'all kinda have a history with this shit. We've just been in shock. It's traumatic to hear. It just felt like a scam because there's no way that Woodruff is capable of that, says Yara Willard, a friend of Woodruff. He's a white man, he's capable of it. Arevalo was a staunch defender of people's rights in the region, and she practiced a traditional form of singing medicine that the Shipibo people believe removes negative energy from individuals. Woodruff traveled to Peru in 2016, hoping to get an apprenticeship with the plant healer, and he wanted to switch careers to become an addiction counselor using hallucinogenic medicine.
What the fuck?
Yes.
So he's basically Joe Rogan.
The plant medicine I've had the opportunity of learning is far deeper than ingesting a plant and being healed. It's not about getting high either. It's true some plants I will be learning about do have a perception-altering effect. So getting high.
I inhaled a plant and got healed.
But there are a few plants out of thousands I will be working with. Oh, he wrote on a crowdfunding site where he sought financial help to advance his studies.
Nigga, pull yourself up by your plant straps, boy.
Willard told the CBC that he feared his friend was a scapegoat and expressed disbelief Woodruff could commit the murder. That's not right at all. He's a little bit of, I'll call it, a disturber. Okay. One of these people who likes to poke and test boundaries of people's beliefs. So he went somewhere to be antagonistic and killed someone.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's see. I think that's Willard said Woodruff came back from South America, not broken, but troubled. It's weird every time a white man is accused of killing someone, he's troubled. Why y'all letting these troubled niggas walk around?
Because Emperor William doesn't exist yet.
In 2015, Well, apparently this just fucking happens down there. In 2015, a Canadian fatally stabbed a fellow tourist from England after the two had a spiritual ceremony a few hours' drive from where Woodruff was killed. So y'all white people need to stop fucking going down there. Leave these goddamn indigenous folks alone. Stop using their plants. Stop using their drugs. Stop trying to learn their goddamn medicine. And stop killing niggas. Is really what it is. All right. That was my little rant of the day, if you will.
The same reason why my most recent ban happened. Go back to Europe.
Seriously.
Go home. All right.
Yeah.
WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Doing this shit in between 12-hour shifts, what I'm doing. And in, April's almost still. What, today's the 24th?
Yeah,
today's the 24th, man. And this weekend, because I got 3 60-hour overtime checks in a row.
Right.
We will use that, plus other sources. Particularly, like, you realize the Patreon is an income source that we actually use to apply. Like, Patreon was part of why we got in this apartment.
Yep.
Right, and we're using Patreon plus our fucking jabs.
Yeah.
To move somewhere not as congested, if you will. So, because right now, you know why this shit looks like this for you people looking at the Facebook Live? Because this is our bedroom.
Yep.
And it has to be bedroom/studio. Yep. We want to move somewhere where it's either 3 bedrooms or 2 bedrooms and a basement and or attic. Something that we can make into the actual wine cellar studio.
Yes.
And it will look more studic.
Dudic is totally a word.
Fact-based fact. Again.
Oh, also, Chris, we see you. We like the soundtrack, too. It's fun.
The soundtrack? Which one?
Yeah. What's playing underneath?
Oh, the fucking beats?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nigga, the beats. Nigga, the beats are fucking dope, nigga. What the fuck? Nigga, beats are cool, nigga. I like beats.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, nigga, check that shit out. You like that beat? That shit's heat. Yup, that shit's heat. You like that beat, nigga? That shit's heat. Rip your fucking shoes off of your feet. Don't ever step to me. I'll throw you down the staircase. If y'all niggas wanna trip, I'll tear off your face and I'll eat it with some fucking barbecue sauce. You thought you won, but nigga, you lost. But you don't get a single participation trophy. And don't act familiar, you don't know me. This is Wine Cellar Media. So when I see ya, I'm creeping and I'll beat defeating ya. I'll take your ass smooth about the game. Northwest in the flesh, rip you out the frame. Don't doubt the claims that I bring to the table. I'll disconnect your spinal cord like cable and lay your ass down. You won't be able to do shit. So nigga, you won't be able to start a movement. You ain't no activist. Nigga, you just acting shit. And the end shit is the most important part. Cause nigga, you ain't nothing but a wet fart. You just a liquidy excrement. So don't step to this, because I represent when I kick the flow. Northwest in the flesh with them Crips for show. 23rd Street nigga and Sheridan Ave. I hope you don't dare to just pass, but my hood got gentrified. We got Becky's and Brad's. And those the deadliest niggas you can have, cause they'll call the cops sending warning shots. They'll warn you by laying your ass down on the spot. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/Phoenix and William, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Father Muckers, have a good one. There, the Facebook Live is over right there. And
did you see his last comment?
Podcast, I did not.